Rise and shine, the joys of camping. Summer is approaching and all the great things that come with it. That relaxed summertime feeling and best of all, holiday plans. So, to help us choose this year's summer holiday, we have Tourist Board employee Stephanie Mahoney with us in the studio. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on your show.
So, what's your recommendation for this summer?
Well, my recommendation comes from personal experience. I went camping last year and it was the best holiday of my life.
Really? I fear our listeners might be asking themselves how camping can be thought of as a holiday of a lifetime. No disrespect, but it's not exactly everyone's idea of a perfect holiday.
Well, no, but how many listeners out there have tried it? I'll bet not many. And what people don't realise is that camping can be a sophisticated holiday.
So, sell it to us, Stephanie. Why do you think we should be packing our sleeping bags and stoves to venture into the wilderness?
Right. Well, first of all, you pointed out the first advantage and magic of camping, the countryside. Just imagine it. You wake up in the middle of green fields to the delightful smell of the countryside. You unzip your tent to find the purest kind of peace and tranquility. No cars in sight, no concrete, no noise, no smog, just you and Mother Nature.
It does sound very idyllic, particularly for people like me who have to put up with the noise and pollution that come with living in the city. But what is so great about camping?
Okay, the picture I just painted is the most basic form of camping for real nature lovers. But if you go on the internet, you'll see that there are so many campsites now that offer many amenities and in beautiful surroundings. In fact, I have a friend who was camping in Goa recently, and his photos are incredible.
Wow, Goa! That sounds much more glamorous than Bognor Regis, where my parents took me camping.
Yes, she did say it was stunning. The tents were more like chalets, which goes back to what I was saying before. Campsites and their facilities are more sophisticated nowadays.
For example?
Well, to give you an idea, my friend's tent had a four-poster bed, a private ensuite bathroom, and a fully equipped kitchen, which he didn't end up using because there was an on-site cook who was available at their request.
That sounds more like a luxury package holiday.
Exactly. And best of all, the tent was on a quiet beach, so you can imagine how gorgeous the surroundings were.
Yes, I can. And I bet our listeners can now too. I might need to change my holiday plans.